Working on an extra day's rest after yesterday's postponement. Not a good start in this one for Mark Appel. And this time, the big inning for Appel came in the first inning. He walks the leadoff man, Anthony Gose, bringing up Dixon Machado.
Gose has his lead, and he is off. Pitch a swing on a ground ball shot there down the third baseline towards the side rail. It kicks off as Gose rounds second and gets to third. They will wave him around and test the arm here of Perkins. The throw is strong. The tag is applied. Ooh. And safe is the call, and Knapp can't believe it. Knapp is furious. Throws his helmet down, arguing with the umpire. And here comes Dave Brundage to continue furthering the argument. I thought the throw beat him. The question was, did the cleat get to the backside of the bag or not?
There were no ejections, and the replay did show the correct call was made. The runner was safe. 1-0 Hens. Tyler Collins up next, retired on a slow roller on the infield. So with two away, it's the cleanup man, Chad Huffman.
Runner off of third. It'll be a 1-2 by Appel. Here's the pitch. Swung on and rifled out left field deep. Perkins is racing back. Perkins is at the track, and that ball is off the wall and in for extra bases. Machado scores easily from third. Huffman pulls up standing to second. The second RBI double of the inning, and Toledo has jumped in front 2-0.
And the damage wasn't done. The Hens added two more in the first. Nate Shearholz singling home Huffman. Then, with two away, two batters later, Jordani Valdespin singles home Shearholz. 4-0 Toledo. That chases Appel from the game after just two-thirds of an inning and 35 pitches. Severino Gonzalez came in and retired the first batter he faces to end the inning, but it's four in the first on four hits for Toledo as all nine batters see the plate. But a chance develops in the bottom of the first for Lehigh Valley just to stay in it in this seven-inning doubleheader-shortened affair. A pair of errors on ground balls and a walk loads the bases with no outs for the four-hitter Darren Ruff. But he grounds into a double play. Pigs push across, just one run, stranding one. Remember, the base is loaded with nobody out. So 4-1 Hens in front after one inning. A definite blown opportunity in the first for the Iron Pigs. And they did it again in the third. Bases loaded with one out after a pair of hits and a walk. One of those hits, the first in AAA for the top prospect, J.P. Crawford. Darren Ruff again to the dish with the bases loaded and one out. He brings home a run but grounds out on the play. Pigs manage just one run again with the bags juiced in the third. They strand runners in four of the first five innings as Daniel Norris for the Mudhens just kept working out of jams. This all while Sevi Gonzalez on the other side kept Lehigh Valley alive. He ate up four innings out of the pen, didn't allow a threat until the final batters he faced in the top of the fifth inning.
Here's the payoff, runner breaks. The pitch is swung on and skied over first. It is a fair ball heading for the right field corner. Huffman's at third. They're going to wave him around. The throw to the cutoff will not come home. It's an RBI double and a 5-2 Mudhens lead.
Casey McGee, longtime big leaguer, doing the damage. Five different Hens batters at that point had the five different RBIs. It was 5-2 to Toledo through five innings. The Hens add one more in the top of the seventh, the second RBI for Chad Huffman. So a four-run lead, Toledo looking to close out the win in the ninth. They bring in the closer, Bruce Rondon, who has command issues, who struggled the other night in the 15-inning affair. He struggles here. He walks the first two batters he faces, the 8 and 9 batters in the order, Will Venable and Angelis Nina, who are a combined 0-for-4 before that inning in this game with three strikeouts. He then strikes out Taylor Featherston, gets J.P. Crawford to fly out to right, bringing up an offensive threat, the catcher Andrew Knapp.
Piggies down to their final strike here in game one of our doubleheader. 6-2 Mudhens, two on, two out, pitch to Knapp. Swung on a ground ball, chopped towards first, under the glove of the diving attempt by Huffman, a base hit right field. Rounding third and scoring easily is Venable. Throw goes to second where they hold Crawford to one bag. But eventually, Knapp wins the battle with an RBI single. His team leading 20th RBI. Nice at-bat for the youngster there.
And isn't it only fitting that now the tying run comes to the plate? And guess who it is with another chance with runners on base? Darren Ruff.
Runners lead off, pitch to Ruff, swung on, popped up. And this is going to be caught in foul territory. Huffman has room. Huffman by the dugout will reach out and make the catch. And Rondon, a sigh of relief as the game will come to an end on a pop-up in foul ground to the first baseman, Chad Huffman.
It's the first win for Toledo versus Lehigh Valley this year in six tries. It's the first win versus Lehigh Valley for Toledo in their last eight tries going back to last year. The four-game win streak for the Pigs comes to an end. The three-game losing skid for the Hens comes to an end. The final score in game number one of this Sunday afternoon doubleheader, 6-3, Toledo tops Lehigh Valley.